Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Sandy Fortier, Executive Director for Juno Jazz and Classics. Hello, Sandy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. How are you doing today? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in my home office, which I'm lucky is far away from my children right now.
Spoken like a true quarantine veteran.
Yeah.
Sandy, why don't you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about how's it been going as executive director for Juno Jazz and Classics?
Sure. Well, I am fairly new to this job. I started as executive director in July of last year. So this May was going to be my first festival, and I was really looking forward to it. But instead, I was canceling everything, and that was kind of getting me down. Probably a lot of people who heard the festival was canceled. So instead, I decided let's lift our spirits and just look back at all the awesome things that Jazz and Classics has done. And it's been so fun to go through all the files and the old pictures and videos, and it makes me really glad that I have this job.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy to hear that it brightened you up a little bit. For all the newbies out there, can you tell us a bit about what this festival is in a normal year?
Yeah, every May for the last 33 years, this would have been the 34th, there's been the Juno Jazz and Classics Music Festival, and it started just a few days, kind of ramped up and built up to 16 days of jazz, blues, and classical music every day for those days, and also the artists who come up. So we bring them up from all over the country. They're all professional musicians, and they come to Juno, and some of them stay the whole time, and they go into the schools and go out in the community and play, and we have concerts and workshops. It's a lot. So, and now we are still planning on splitting the festival. So going forward, we'll have a shorter, like a 9-day in May, and then a 5 or 6 day festival in the fall. So we're really looking forward to that.
That sounds great. Plenty to go around, but like every live music event, in the world this year, this one has also had to pivot and shift to sort of an online platform. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing. What's this virtual fest about?
Yeah, we're a pretty small staff. It's just me in the office in Juno, and then we have the artistic director who's part-time. So we couldn't really get the concerts that we wanted put online to be those awesome virtual concerts that you may have seen. But we really wanted to connect with everybody, so we made a Facebook event, and it's also on the website and also on Instagram. And every day I'm just going in there and posting maybe 5 or 6 posts, and I'm getting a lot more people who want to be involved, so it's kind of ramping up every day. And you can go, if you get into the Facebook event, if you go to Juno Jazz and Classics Facebook page and you join the event, you can just go in there and kind of look at all your content in one sitting, or you can split it up, and there are YouTube videos and Spotify playlists, pictures, and stories. So we're just putting something new every day in there.
And it just... And, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just got really excited about our... I'm calling it the festival finale. And we're doing an artistic director's chat on Saturday. So Linda Rosenthal, who's the founder and was artistic director for a long time, will be there. Our current artistic director, William Ransom, and our incoming artistic director, Zul Bailey, are all getting together for a Zoom chat, and we get to participate. So that's, instead of a concert, we're getting this insider view of what it's like to be an artistic director. And that's what I'm calling our festival finale now.
Oh, that sounds really exciting. The Facebook event page just has so much to check out. Like, as you mentioned, there's just a lot for those who are really, like, missing this music festival. And, who isn't? What have been some of the most popular posts so far, or some of your favorites?
We've had former musician Gary Motley, jazz piano player. He made a video just for us with a little intro, and then he played a piece. That one is getting a lot of views. And our most popular post is one that William Ransom, our artistic director, he's also a professional piano player, and he's married to a fabulous viola player, Yinzi Kong, so they are quarantining together, and they played a piece for us, and that one has thousands of views now, so that's by far the most popular.
Excellent. Let's hear, if you don't mind, I'd like to play a bit of the Gary Motley audio postcard for our listeners right now.
Yeah, great.
Greetings to my musical family in Juneau. This is Gary Motley coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. These are uncertain times, and I find strength in reflecting on people and the musical opportunities that I've had to share. I wish you the best and look forward to a time when we can all be together again.
Is so soothing. I can just feel my blood pressure dropping as we listen to
Thank
it.
You.
And if I mean, it sounds great, but if you're watching the video, it's a nice close up of his hands and fingers. You can see him playing the piano. It looks really good.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Juneau Jazz and Classics playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, well, we're really sad that we couldn't get these fantastic artists up to the festival. And they're all so accomplished. They have a lot of music on Spotify. And I just wanted to get the word out. And one of the cool things about jazz and classics is discovering new artists and bringing music that you might not have heard of before, and then you really connect with it. And everybody loves Spotify, so I picked just a few pieces from each artist's album. And you can go on there, and then if you really love an artist, you can, I mean, they have tons of music out there.
Yeah, they look like great playlists. I noticed that there was two. So you can search Juneau Jazz and Classics on Spotify, and then there's two playlists there, one for, like, jazz and blues, and the other for more classical music. Is that a good way to describe
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. That's
okay.
right.
Sandy, I was wondering, how can people still support Juneau Jazz and Classics or stay connected with the music? What are some ways we can still do that?
Well, right now we have it's kind of like the gift card mentality. We're selling these pay-as-you-can tickets, and because we know that everybody's financially, a lot of people are financially impacted by all of what's going on, and we really want everyone to be able to come to the festival whenever we can have it again, which we still don't know. But if you want, you can grab a ticket and pay what you think you can pay for it right now. And when we can have the festival, you've already got your ticket. And we can see you there because we want a lot of people there, as long as we can have a lot of people there. And so we've got that going on right now. That's through the whole month of May, and you can find that on our website. And the other thing that we're doing is collecting festival memories. And this is just an ongoing project, but this event that we have going on Facebook has brought up a lot of memories for people, and it's been really fun to have them share. So if anyone has any memories about a particular concert or meeting an artist, you could record a video. There is a video in our event that one of our board members and volunteers recorded. So we want to collect some memories. You could send them along too.
Yeah, you know, we're doing something similar here on Juneau Afternoon with Community Connections. And the video you mentioned that Laura Haywood submitted, her festival memory that you can go watch on the event page, is really good. I figured it would actually make a really good community connection. But Anyway, I loved it. I watched it, and I strongly recommend folks go watch it or listen to it. And maybe we'll get it on the air sometime this week, too, if we can fit it in.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Are there still volunteer opportunities for Juno Jazz and Classics?
Not right now. Although, if anyone has ideas or really wants to help, I could probably come up with something that you could do from home. It seems like the festival's canceled. I'm not doing anything, but yeah, there's plenty to do, and I really want to get everything set up so that when we're able to have a festival again, we're in a better place than we were before. So I'm sure I could come up with something.
Another thing I saw on the Facebook event page that I just wanted to touch on was the Music for Juno Fund. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a special fund where donors can contribute, and we pull it all together and we use it to give tickets to different community organizations and like Reach and Sail and Glory Hall, so that anyone can come see our concerts. It's great that we have people who can afford to pay and buy tickets so that we can bring these artists up. And then, you know, our big mission is to give access to music to everybody in Juno. And so we have this neat fund, and we give out hundreds of tickets every year to the concerts.
Oh, that's a, what a great fund. That must be
nice.
Yeah, I'm glad that we can, that the love of music can be shared and made accessible for more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. And it's great. One thing I wanted to say about Jazz and Classics and these memories is I think they're all just coming up because the artists who come, a lot of them stay for a whole week, and they really meet a lot of Juno people who take them out fishing and go around Juno. That's one of the coolest things I love about Juno Jazz and Classics and people in Juno. And it's, anybody gets to be in close contact with these amazing artists.
It's a unique festival in a unique place, and I'm not surprised that our visitors come up here and fall in love with, as much in love with Juno as we do with them and their music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Sandy Fortier, Executive Director of Juno Jazz and Classics and Curator of the virtual Juno Jazz and Classics Festival. You can find the event on Facebook. You can find the playlist on Spotify. You can go to their website and figure out how to get to all that stuff if you haven't found it already. Sandy, thanks for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, just stay in touch. I really like all the creative things everyone's doing, and keep up the good work.
All right, Sandy, thanks so much for being with me today.
Yeah, thank you.